brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The control freaks organize themselves into communal gangs, or locust swarms, politically, economically, spiritually, at a sociological level, because it's easier as hordes to rob and enslave and steal than to build and construct, they think, because they're so stupid and degenerate and ugly spiritually. They spiritually stink like rotten horse meat. You can smell them a mile away. And to them, this is their time to take over. This is their orgy of power. This is their gang taking over. Going to be somebody. To quote the old Wasp song, I'm going to be somebody. Be somebody. Yeah. Maybe we should go out with that. Find it on YouTube. Totally cheesy, but true. I was blind in Texas. But I sit here and I think about who these people are and what they're up to and what they're doing, and there's no amount of good they can destroy that will ever satiate their appetite. It's cancer. It's just going to run through the body until we collapse. And so many of the corrupt will beg and scream while it's happening. By the way, it just came in. I'm really proud of it. I designed the cover and the back cover, working with the crew back there. It's double Halloween mask, and I don't really celebrate Samhain, the night of human sacrifice of children in Druid ritual. That's the night before All Saints. But, when you do go out, why not wear a big skull missing the lower mandible? It's oversized, so it'll cover your whole head. And then you can tie just a rubber band to it. It's got the points to cut it out and put it in. You know, cut a rubber band, put knots in it, and then you just put it in right there, and then you can go around. This is thick paper. This will last for hours. Go out and you can be Obamacare for Halloween. And it says Obamacare and it's a skull. I mean, I think that says it all. But then, hey, wait, there's more. You know, Prozac's not really prescribed a lot now. All of its hundreds of babies are. Same stuff, you know, different name. Prozac the Killer Clown. And you can go around and tell kids about mass murder pills and how much fun they are. And as the school puts you on these yet, huh? Seeing pretty colors? Had a lot of fun. Prozac, the Killer Clown, on the back. It's a double cover. And on the front, Obamacare. And inside of the current issues, some new articles, but also some of the greatest hits the last few weeks. Navy Yard shooter was on mass murder suicide pills. Great to wake folks up about that. DOD training manual says the Founding Fathers are terrorists, and George Washington is an enemy. And no, we're not watching Red Dawn. It's the new America. Media. Protection of themselves, media control, the death of the free press. They're going after the free press. And we've got globalists openly embrace Al-Qaeda. Just so many incredible articles. 66, or 68 pages, excuse me, now. And look, we got people mailing in their cars with InfoWars on it from Russia and all over the world. Really interesting activist pages. Amazing artwork. It is all in the new issue of InfoWars magazine, so I hope. And again, you're awake. You know what's going on. But print's going out, so now it's in. You give somebody, hey, check this out, a big, nice color magazine with all this stuff in it. Well, they ignore digital, studies are showing now. Print they pay more attention to because it's almost becoming, you know, back in style because it's so out of style. So what's old becomes new again. This is our answer to the internet kill switch, so be sure and get it. And give it to people about, you know, having a baby. Hey, here's what vaccines do to your kid. The vaccines cause autism. Breaks it all down. All right, folks, I'll be back tonight on the Nightly News with a special report at the end of the Nightly News. But get these at InfoWarsStore.com or get a year subscription or give gift subscriptions or buy them in bulk at cost, ladies and gentlemen. And pray for us because, believe me, we got a lot of enemy attacks going on that I don't talk about on air. And thank you all for your support. We're all in this together. I want to be somebody! My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try PowerSwabs. What makes PowerSwabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strip or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are live broadcasting worldwide on this 30th day of September 2013. Geraldo Rivera is scheduled to be coming on the broadcast to talk about world events, Syria, the economy, government shutdown, you name it, sometime in the third hour today. Dr. Jerome Corsi has been set up for weeks to come on about his new book about 50 years after who really killed JFK. We know it was a conspiracy, but he's tied it down to who really did it, and it concurs with my deep research and analysis on the subject. But we're going to spend about 30 minutes with Corsi on that, the first 30 minutes on world news up front. I'm going to get into the government shutdown that we're like 15 hours out from, and the fact that it's not really a government shutdown, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And I will be covering the government shutdown when I get into this news here in just a moment, but I will specifically look at the Obamacare and the so-called shutdown at the bottom of the hour. To cover something of the magnitude that I'm about to discuss, it's very hard to do because there's so much proof. It's like closing arguments in a murder trial, and the murderer has been caught with 100 dead bodies buried in their basement of little children and shot hundreds of hours of video of them torturing the children And it's hands down an absolute fact this person should go to the electric chair. This is the analogy of the globalist being the killer. But if we don't follow all the procedures correctly, they'll get off on a technicality. And that's why I say I don't feel like I'm worthy. It's why I say I don't want people calling and telling me how great I am. Because sometimes I do have moments of clarity and moments of great understanding. But most of the time, it's the opposite. And I don't want to just get up here and run through all these facts and have it just go out there into the ether and bounce off of people and not have an effect. I need you, the listeners of this radio show, to listen very carefully to what I'm going to say in the next 30 minutes. I need you to write notes on what I'm going to say. I need you to go to the news articles and documents I'm going to be showing you and read them for yourself, so that you know that I'm telling you the truth, and then I need you to take action on this information. I talked about what you're about to hear, the report I'm about to give you, the briefing I'm about to give you, on the show for about 10 minutes last night, the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. And it hit me really hard during the show, looking at the government shutdown, what it really was. And then it hit me this morning, the strongest I've ever been hit with understanding that I need to focus on this. And I told my reporters this morning, the news reporters, the print reporters, everyone, I said, I want in the next week, the next month, the next year, you to hammer every angle of what I'm about to cover here. And we need all the other reporters out there, whether you're establishment mainstream or whether you're local talk radio or whether you're print, whether you call yourself a liberal, a conservative, a libertarian, a communist, whatever it is. If you really care about reality, you need to listen to me very, very carefully. You know, a lot of people are on a power trip, or a lot of people are on an insecure trip. A lot of people think their whole life is about their ego itself, not about being part of the human community and striving to build something better. But I realized this weekend, I'm on a reality trip. And I want you to join me on a reality trip. There is no rest for those of us that really seek after reality. Not what we want to believe, not all the propaganda. They give us different flavors so we can choose which flavor of globalist cyanide-laced Kool-Aid we want to drink. You know, there's 20 different flavors of Kool-Aid, but they're all laced with cyanide in this New World Order, a.k.a. Jim Jones. And I've really been braced by the fact of just how accurate we've been. But of course we've been accurate, because the globalists have hidden in plain view in Council on Foreign Relations publications and Club of Rome statements and Davos statements and leaked Bilderberg documents and C-SPAN conversations and RAND Corporation programs. RAND Corporation said in 1998, it was in the Austin American Statesman, an article about it. I went to the library, actually pulled the full report. And they said, we're going to have troops on every checkpoint. We're going to have tanks going up and down the road, armored vehicles. We're going to arrest people for their free speech. We're going to federalize all local police. We're going to take everybody's liberties. Here's Fox News today. U.S. police obtaining military vehicles to aid hunt for criminals. Giant Homeland Security armored vehicles used in Iraq. Dallas is getting scores of them. They're producing about 7,000 a year of just one brand to be deployed to local police. They're gearing up for all-out war with the American people, folks. These are armored vehicles that can take 5 pounds of C4 detonating under them. They are preparing for all-out war with us, folks. And you better ask yourself why. Second in command of the country's nuclear arsenal is suspended as he is investigated for gambling. You really believe that? No, there's coup d'etat going on in the government, and they're going after anybody who won't play a ball with them. We are on the razor's edge, ladies and gentlemen, of a hot war with the globalists that have occupied the United States. Let me now Let me now break down the betrayal. Let me now break down what we're really facing. Let me now, as best I can, as simply as I can, and then go in and fill in all the documentation, tell you what's happened. And for many of you, you'll say, we already know that. You've said this for 18 years. We've been saying it forever. Ron Paul's pointed it out. The globalists have bragged about it. They get up on CNBC and say, we've been occupied and conquered by international banks. Aren't we all just slaves to the Federal Reserve? But that has to hit home and realize that's not hyperbole. That's not exaggeration. Like a bullet to the brain, we've got to really get this with clarity. It's got to really drill into there that this is real. They're not going to let any private individual companies operate. They're not going to let you have a family business. They're not going to let you live your life. They're going to break us and fully collectivize us. And how they're going to do that is the same way they've done it everywhere else. And that's the big epiphany. We know the globalist put the communist Chinese in power, shipped most of our jobs over there to leverage out Western economies and deindustrialize us so that then people can only work for government or select corporations that got government contracts to create a command and control economy for total control. But we're now entering the end game of this. And this has been done in Brazil. This has been done in Nigeria. This has been done in South Africa. This has been done all over Asia. It's been done to the Japanese the last 18 years. It's been done to Eastern Europe. It's been done to Greece. It's been done to Iceland, who's been fighting back. This is the same plan. Here's an example. Back in the 1970s, you can look it up, they gave a $1 billion IMF World Bank loan to Nigeria. Last time I checked, Nigeria had paid back more than $40 billion of it and still owed close to $100 billion more with all their different debts on a $1 billion loan. It makes loan sharking look tame in comparison. Look at Greece. They're signed on to the globalist derivatives, hundreds of billions just for their little country. 90-plus percent of it on record isn't their debt. They're signed on to it. And the very bankers who they're propping up then come in and raise the taxes, implode the economy to further destroy it, to then buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. And they have big symposiums in Athens with world leaders bragging they're ripping everyone off. They don't even hide it. And that's the big epiphany here, is that we all need to have the epiphany. We need to have the awakening and really understand that just because we've known incrementally this was coming, now it's here. Just like in 2008, in October, they said, you will give unlimited trillions of dollars to offshore private banks, and Congress can't see who's getting it, under the banker bailout. The first round was 800 plus billion. It turned into 40 plus trillion last time Bloomberg broke the numbers down, in one form or another of looting. That's 4 or 5 times the GDP in a year. I mean, they are robbing us to destroy us. They can't even spend or use all this. What they're doing will wreck the world economy. It is a blitzkrieg economic attack. It's economic scorched earth. It's been done in Mexico. It's done every decade there or so. It's been done everywhere. This is what the globalists do to countries, and this is what Joe Stiglitz exposed when he left the World Bank back in 2002 and thousands of pages of documents got leaked. He's a Nobel Prize winner for economics. That they were then planning to implode Western Europe, the U.S., Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Western nations, the same way they've done the Third World. So that's even in my book, Descent into Tyranny, that's been out of print for 5 years. You can read it online at prisonplanet.tv. That interview, the transcript, the documents, 2002 is when that book came out. So you're saying, well, Alex, we already know this. No. The point is that they know you're awake to banker bailouts, direct taxes to private banks. So the banks own the big insurance companies on average. Obamacare is another direct tax, rules of direct tax, to the banks through the insurance companies as another looting program. Then when they hold us hostage and say the faith and credit of the U.S. will be destroyed if you don't give in to this, they're treating us just like a third world country who's being held hostage. And that's the big key when we come back. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend, very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
All right, I told you that I had an epiphany. Epiphany, the ton of bricks that hit me this morning, is that we can beat these people if and only if we can get the truth out to the American people that we really are occupied and that the occupiers want to impoverish us as a tool of political control. And that was really it. Watching Fox, CNN, MSNBC over the weekend, reading hundreds of news articles on the government shutdown, the talking point is you give us Obamacare and you do what you're told, or we'll lose our faith and credit, and the communist Chinese that own and run America, along with the private offshore Federal Reserve, that's a foreign bank. The shareholders are mainly European. We will shut the economy down, just like Henry Paulson threatened to do back in 2008, and that foreign interests are holding America hostage, just like we're Mexico or Brazil or Nigeria. Just like we're Greece, and foreigners come in, foreign corporations, and get their private islands and get their state parks and their national parks and their infrastructure and their roads and their water factories. And their power plants, the whole infrastructure is being looted out to globalists, not to just steal it and control it, but to steal it and control it in double, triple prices, to impoverish us, to convert us to debtor slaves as a political tool of control. I mean, this isn't just like some foreign enemy that invades and takes over your government so they run things and puts a puppet in charge. So that, you know, at least the local viceroy is, say, Indian, and you're in India. This is foreign megabanks with paramilitary police in place for the American people, not for Al-Qaeda. They say it's for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, anti-Federal Reserve people, folks that know America's occupied. TV shows, movies, dramas, cartoons, demonizing the founders, gun owners, armored vehicles, SWAT teams everywhere preparing for a war with us. The good news is it's been waking up the SWAT teams. Because they're going, we're training that Americans are bad, and I thought this was for Al-Qaeda. You see, this is a total takeover, folks. And it's the bankers that took over America, the robber barons 100-plus years ago, that set up the Federal Reserve. It set up the UN to be their international takeover arm. They already took America over. Now they're taking the world over with our money, our military. But now they don't want to just run the banks and the government. They want to run everything. They want to run your life. They're saying, hey, your kids don't belong to you on the news every day. They're saying, we're going to teach your kids what we want. We're going to teach five-year-olds how to have anal sex and how to masturbate at school. And if you call it pedophilia, we'll arrest you. Because if they can get away with that, they can get away with anything. They're setting the precedent. And I just realized, man, they really are going to come after everybody. We really have been right. The worst case scenario is 100% certified. We are in a world of you-know-what. And the only way out of it is to speak out and get really aggressive and stop complying. And also, folks, prepare to defend ourselves, because there's a good chance they'll nuke a city or blow up federal buildings and try to arrest, you know, thousands of leaders and go after people. And if they convert that sweep, then Katie, bar the door, folks. They're coming for you next. And I wouldn't want to be the military and police, by the way. You guys are smart enough to know the globalists want to destroy you in the war with us. It's full-spectrum dominance, just like getting Shiite and Sunni to kill each other, patriot and paramilitary to kill each other. Why don't we join forces against the New World Order and just speak out against it, and they will grind like a tank in the mud, like Barbarossa in the mud, right at Leningrad. But I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to realize how life and death this is. I mean, my life is just electric now. I'm not even scared. I'm on the front lines of a war for Western civilization and freedom. I'm aware of it. I have no fear. Only that I won't execute properly and resist these people properly. I feel like I've aged 20 years, not in a bad way. I feel like an old man now. My wisdom has just massively increased because I've fully faced reality, folks, and that's when everything connects and the understanding intensifies, because you're not giving your brain bad data anymore. You're not living in fear anymore. You're not clouding things with what you wish things would be like. You're just seeing it cold for what it is. And, man, it is incredible. These occupiers, the people that have captured America, plan on absolutely shutting it down. And they're shutting down healthcare, industry, businesses, farming, the farmers, the people in healthcare, the people in industry, every factory, business, restaurant. There are government inspectors and harassers shutting everyone down everywhere. I mean, in my own personal life, they are just shutting this country down. They are strangling it, just like they shut down with bureaucrats Poland and Ukraine under communism for a decade to make them go to their knees. They are just strangling America right now, and I'm going to tell you how.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I hear the sound of thunder and fire at the prison gate. Are the liberators here? Do I hope or do I fear? For my father and my brother, it's too late. But I must help my mother stand up straight.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're here live, ladies and gentlemen. And then, of course, we come back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Okay, let me get right to the heart of all this. Obamacare is a takedown of the economy. Obamacare is the shutdown of America. Obamacare is the takedown of 1/7 more of the economy. And it's also a direct tax, as ruled by the Supreme Court, I told you that before they ruled it that, to private select mega corporations, mega banks that own the big insurance companies. And it allows them to shut down all the other smaller insurance companies, HMOs, and healthcare providers that aren't part of the establishment. They savagely, just like under Tyson Chicken in an AP investigation back in 1997, a small firm could have one chicken violation. Tyson could have 1,100 at one plant, not even get a fine. It's the same deal. They are shutting everything down. A microcosm of that was when they nationalized, globalized, bankerized with taxpayer money, General Motors. All over the country, Democratic donors were given people that weren't donors or Republicans Chevy dealership. That is, you still own the property and your and the business. But by the way, as of next month, we'll never deliver you another Chevy. We're giving this to the Hyundai person next door that's a Democrat. That's on record. Folks, this is just hardcore mafia. Everything you see in movies like Goodfellas times 1,000, literally. And it is the takeover of society at every level. And the Republican leadership goes along with it. They're selling $2, $3, $4, $5 million robots to every major city to disarm imaginary bombs. They're selling one armored vehicle that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, giant armored tanks used in Iraq, to every major university. They're selling to cities like Dallas, dozens of them. They're training openly for war with us. And again, it's our money they use to then prepare for war with us. And then it's all going to be needed because they're going to implode the economy, which then becomes the self-fulfilling prophecy, and then more of the economy selectively gets sent to them. Until it's like Soylent Green and, well, you know, you got it really bad, but at least you're a cop and got some authority. Yeah, your pension fund's gone, but, you know, what are you going to do? And, you know, at least you got a paycheck from the force. So if you're told to mow people down in Dallas, Texas, who are out there rioting because, you know, there's no food, well, you do it. And after all, the people rioting didn't save food, didn't fight to have a free country, supported Obamacare. So, you know, folks will be hiding out in the countryside rooting for the cops when they mow down the hordes of people because it's better than them getting to your neighborhood. But then the globalists again created this atmosphere, and they'll get to you in the countryside later, 2-3 years after the collapse. They've all computerized and actuaried out what they call the science of government in this program. Look up the paper, The Science of Government. Look up companies that say they help with the science of government. It's all former top DARPA heads and people with Google and others, all admitting this takeover. They're going to have an industrialized world behind armored compounds. You are going to have nothing unless you agree to sterilization and shots and the rest of it. I mean, this is hell, a scientifically deployed takeover that this is just the beginning of. And we're 5 years, a decade out, maybe sooner, depending on how hard we fight, we can hold it back from them actually getting this in place. We're trying to hold it back. We've been holding it back. It's over a decade behind, Brzezinski and others say. But here's what I'm trying to get across to you. This is a scientific takeover. It's the opposite of prosperity. Globalism is enslavement. Globalism is poverty. Globalism is forced sterilization. Globalism is collectivism for the general public. Fascism at the top, above the law, with diplomatic immunity. The New World Order is anathema to prosperity. It is the enemy of 99.99999% of people. There's only 6,000 globalist superclass in their own words. And this system is a war against us that are seen as an infestation on the earth and an emergency plague they've got to take out. At the top, they believe that they are these military tacticians trying to save the planet. And folks, even if that is true, even if you go with that debate, understand, you're not part of the winning team here. There are other ways to off-world the population, the undersea programs, clean energies, because while they say they're saving the earth, getting rid of us, they're blocking clean industrial developments. They're blocking systems. They're blocking middle-class population, which then lowers the birth rate to negative. They're targeting the West more than anybody because they see the West and the system of the West and the high IQ of the West as a threat in their own words. So even their own claim that they're doing all this to save the earth is not true because they want nanotech and genetic engineering so they can live longer. They are just open air in tens of thousands of laboratories, full tilt boogie, splicing every plant, animal, insect together, open air. I mean, these people are out of their minds. I indict the entire power structure You people are decadent. You're out of your minds. You're listening to all these scientists that get unlimited funding out of your systems in a big power grab. There's different sectors competing with each other within the globalist combine. There's no control. They're in control of us. They're not in control of themselves. And they're hurtling us off the edge of a cliff. So I'm ranting here, folks, because when I say I have an epiphany, it's thousands of points together giving me a clear, absolute, crystalline image of exactly what we're facing as a society. And we are being broken. We have been occupied in the central power hubs, state government, federal government, regulations, internet, all that. The family's in deep trouble, society's collapsing, IQs are dropping, cancer rates are exploding. We're under soft kill right now, but a lower level of it. Now they think we are like the frog in the pot where the water gets hot, the frog passes out. Now they're turning it up on high, thinking we can't get out. And the frog has kind of passed out for a while, but kind of woke up for a minute. That's what's happening. And it realizes it's in trouble. And the system's like, stay in the water. I love you, sweetie. Stay right there. Don't listen to the extremist. And we collectively are the cells in the frog who want to survive, the collective race consciousness of the frog going, I got to get out. 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 And they're like, shh, shh, shh. And the armored vehicles and the cameras and the fluoride in the water and all of it and the dumbing down, just stay in the water. Stay in the water. Lay back. It's going to be all right. Keep them down on the gurney. Keep them down. We've almost got them. You understand what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? The vampires are all over us. Ladies and gentlemen, and they are trying to suck the last lifeblood out of us so we pass out and they've won. And we've got to get up. We got to get up, folks. This is scientifically deployed. I've probably read 100 books where they admit all this, how they're scientifically deploying, how they're going to soft kill us and dumb us down so we don't notice and can't resist the full takeover. I mean, it is hellish. And let me tell people that are military or police, you are the number one enemy once this thing goes through. You already noticed they've changed the narrative over from Al-Qaeda to veterans, gun owners, and in the internal documents, retired police. You are absolutely... Historically, you know they come after you after they take over. You are dead. Bare minimum put on list. Everything taken, your pension taken to make you destitute and poor. They're coming after you. I mean, especially if you're a military person currently or a veteran, you already know this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a death sentence. It is a suicide pact to serve these people. Every reason of honor and duty and common sense and your family says you must wake up and speak out against this. Most of you the last decade have been selected because they think you'll follow orders. They think you're dumb. They think that you're compartmentalized. They think you're on a power trip. But let me tell you, even if you have a low IQ because of environment and they claim genetics, it's not true. All the science shows under crises, not just mammals, not just humans, but other life forms have systems in the mind, in the cells, in the DNA, and everything to literally, in a crisis, if you admit you're under attack, you can literally have a brain boost. That's what this is really all about. And you're going to have to admit that you've been conned and that you've been, just like Obamacare supporters, have to admit you've been conned and get out of the con if you're ever going to turn this around. You don't have to be morons. I mean, here's an example. Obamacare website quietly deletes references to free health care law. Yeah, before the Obamacare site said you'll get your free health care. Now it says, where can I get my low-cost care? See, the fix is in, folks. Now that they've got it through, we're right on the cusp. Oh, God, you know, by the way, we're going to increase the price. Oh, by the way, the old charity care you could get, that's gone now. You will not get free health care anymore. It's the opposite of what they said. So let me now get to the heart of everything I've been trying to say here in this first hour today. Please listen to me. Please take this recording on podcast or the video of it off PrisonPlanet.tv or off YouTube and get it out to everyone you know. Please watch the whole thing. Because what I'm saying is we're in a trap. We're in a scientific takeover. And if you admit that and study it and find out I've told you the truth, they morally and culturally cannot complete this takeover if they don't have the support of the people and if you're aware of the occupation. You are designed to fight a foreign enemy that invades and attacks you. You're designed to fight a frontal assault. You're not designed to fight armies of men in suits that put out propaganda and that manipulate and incrementally take over. and engineer crises to pose as the savior, always then creating a bigger crisis. They created the banker bailout, the too big to fail, the derivatives. They grabbed $47 trillion of U.S. taxpayer money, gave it to offshore banks on record, won't tell Congress where it went. Things got worse. Derivatives are even bigger than they were 5 years ago. Now they say we need Obamacare or the whole world will pull out of their investments here and we'll collapse. They're holding us hostage. The globalists, the IMF, the World Bank, the Federal Reserve, the private banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, brag. They control the Communist Chinese Party. They've made them members of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan in China. The heads of the Communist Party are on the board of directors. Look it up. Bank of America, you name it, Wells Fargo, under their Chinese subsidiary names. They're all a gang on a team together. And so Forbes gets up, the Blue Blood Republicans, and says, Ted Cruz, you shut up. Rand Paul, I got the article right here. You shut up or China will pull the plug on us. This is globalism. This is just how China was dominated with debts 150 years ago by the West and broken up into 10 parts. This is what's happened to America. This is what the IMF and the World Bank does to everybody. But look at Greenland. Look at Iceland. Iceland said, we don't owe these billions of dollars. It turns out 90%+ of it, just like in the other countries, is foreign debt that you had our ministers sign on to. We're going to arrest the ministers for fraud. And it turned out the debt wasn't theirs. They created the derivatives. No one's even using them as a ball and chain to tie us to and throw us like Jimmy Hoffa into the Atlantic Ocean. Do you understand that, folks? It's they're not stealing all the money because they want it. They've got unlimited money. They control the issuance of it. They've created a black hole of impossible debt to tie you to it so they can hold you hostage anytime they want and say, give us control of health care. Give us $47 trillion. Let us do whatever we want. Launch a war against this country. Give us $100 trillion in new taxes, new credit to the private IMF World Bank. That's Davos 3 years ago. Pull that up, folks. Davos calls for $100 trillion in new credit to them, your money. Give us full control of everything or we'll hammer you. That's what the IMF and World Bank told Spain, told Greece, told Brazil, told over 100 of the third world countries, told India, old world countries. They turned into third world countries. Spain's now at 100% GDP on their debt. We're almost there. That's the goal, is to maneuver us into bankruptcy while saying, let us maneuver you into it or we'll drop the hammer on you. These are financial terrorists. That isn't rhetoric. They are terrorists. They run the physical terrorist. There it is. The World Economic Forum says we need $100 trillion more credit. Click on the Telegraph link right there, the blue link. Right there. That's the blue link right there. Yeah. I want to show folks that. I want them to see the London Telegraph headline so it's in their face and so they see it and so they understand it and so they know it. All right? Now, they are maneuvering us into this while dangling to people, oh, you don't have jobs, you don't have industry, you can work for $8 an hour at McDonald's, but you'll get free health care under Obama. So you're like, well, I want to believe in that, when it's a total con game. And so here is the $64 trillion point. You've got to realize that the enemy is the globalist. They've occupied the country. Brazil figured this out 10 years ago, threw the IMF and World Bank out, and is now the success story compared to what they were. There's a few other countries have thrown them out, like Iceland. Greece didn't do it. Let me show you some headlines here if you're a TV viewer. If Republicans want to shut down Washington, they'll have to ask China's permission first. Forbes. And it goes on to brag that China runs America now. You mean the Communist Chinese. We are literally run by the Communist Chinese with the private Federal Reserve, Goldman Sachs. Think of these traitors who maneuvered this through fraud. It's illegitimate. We don't owe it. It's bull. And they're going to implode us anyways, but slowly. They want to quietly with a pillow. We never wake up, kill us, instead of have a stand-up fight with these people. Now, you want to just call their bluff and say, go ahead and plunge things. We're going to arrest all of you. By the way, they may kill me for stuff like this, folks. This is the type of leadership that will bring them down. It doesn't matter. Quite frankly, if they kill me, it'll only make this info bigger. That's why they haven't. They'll kill a million Iraqis for fun, folks. You think they won't kill me? They won't kill me because what I've said is so on target, 100%. It blows their Death Star sky high if you simply use it and are aware of it. It's over for them the minute you understand this. Let me give you some more out here. Look at this right here. And again, it isn't just like their boss hog. They want to wreck everything. They're not just conquerors. They were just conquerors. I wouldn't risk my life. I would criticize them, but I wouldn't go all out against them. They're not giving us quarter, folks. They're not going to quit. Look at this. With 11th hour bill, keep the lights on. Futures tumbles ahead of U.S. government shutdown. Oh, see, they're holding. Oh, see, we didn't do what the bankers wanted. Oh, the futures are tumbling. The stock market's tumbling. Told you this was coming. This is how they hold us hostage. Look at this. U.S. stock futures sink on shutdown fears. Market watch. And then the media, the controlled media, will say, the state-run media, oh, it's your fault, just like in '08. And they'll just keep doing this like they've done Greece and everybody else because no one figures it out. No one says no. No one gets it. IMF admits mistakes on Greece bailout. They said they didn't know it would destroy their economy five times worse. Oh, they didn't know. It's their program. Their own documents are public. They do this on purpose. They know Obamacare is going to shut down the economy and blow the engine. They know all that. They know harassing factories all over the country is going to shut us down. That's the plan. These are criminals. They're blowing out our engine. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Way up, way up, north to Alaska, to go north, the rest is home. North to Alaska, to go north, the rest is home.
By the way, this global plan has been public for about 100 years. I've read the New York Times from 1920s, and even before, bragging about the plan of the robber barons to internationally create a private corporate government above the law to dominate the nation states and the populations. It's empire by stealth. It's basically the British government, British Empire model, but it's a corporate system. And I know you know that, but we have to get the word out to everyone about this. Remember how they gave the communist Chinese the Panama Canal in an agreement in 1979? The transfer became official in 1999. Remember how they gave all the deep water ports now in the Caribbean and the Pacific to the communist Chinese? The giant megaport built on the Pacific side of Mexico. Communist Chinese government run. That's because the globalists have made the deal because China had a billion plus slaves. That's how the globalists see these poor souls. Because they'll put people on drugs and forced abortions in Foxconn labs and have suicide nets. And if you criticize the government, the police in China cut your genitals off in public. I'm not kidding. That's on record. Look it up. They have more than 14 suicide vans going 24 hours a day in each major city in China. And when I call it suicide vans, I mean, I'm getting some audio through here, guys, through a computer. That's what distracted me. I'm getting audio pumping through the wall over there. I don't know what it is, but we'll find out. Pardon me? Yeah, it must be my computer. What an incredible distraction for the show. They have mobile execution vans. Just type in mobile execution vans if you want to see that and understand that. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, this is the authoritarian system that the power structure has made a deal with to leverage out the rest of the world. And China's only one small part of it. But they come out in the news and say, if you don't do what we want, we're going to implode the economy. It's your fault. And then they hold us hostage. And that's how they've done it to Greece three times the last 4 years. It's how they've done it to Spain. It's how they've done it to everyone. While they give the infrastructure that America built, just like the 20-plus billion that went to General Motors as the bailout, and then what was their recovery plan? Moved to Eastern Europe, China, and Brazil. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, look at how the IMF tells the BBC, oh, we didn't know raising taxes that much would stall the economy and hurt them. Oh, we didn't mean to make things worse, when that's always their plan. IMF admits it misjudged the impact of austerity on Greece, but the answer they want now is even more. Oh, how sweet. It's always a mistake when they wreck the country. Greece may face a gap of 11 billion euros, IMF says, but don't worry. They'll just tax the middle class more. Look at this. Spain's public debt to approach 100% of GDP by next year. Isn't that sweet? 100% of their GDP is debt, and then it turns out most of it, 80-plus percent in Spain, they do have big public debt, 80-plus percent of it is banker derivatives, where their private central bank sign them on to the banker's debt. They sign you onto a debt and then tell you that you're their slave, not to just get money, but to destroy you politically and make you dependent. So this is what's happening. And then there's turmoil in the countries. They call that the IMF riot. And then they come in and set up a police state on the backs of that. And this is what they're getting ready to do big time here in America while posing as the saviors. America is occupied by foreign banks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.